In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, we celebrate All Saints Sunday. Around the world, Christians all over are celebrating All Saints Sunday. If you were in Guatemala, you would celebrate this feast day in the cemetery. They're located right in the middle of the town. Now, our Mary Miller, right over here, once lived in Guatemala and said that families would gather together to clean and decorate the graves of their loved ones. The tombs were washed, or they were colored in pink or aqua blue or yellow, all bright colors, and greenery, colorful flowers. I mean, lots and lots of flowers, ribbons and wreaths, whatever is festival and available. They're all used to decorate the graves. And while at the cemetery, families would pray together, eat together, and celebrate their beloved saints, and invite those spirits to come back and eat with them. Hallelujah. The air is not somber, but festive. Smiles are often more evident than tears. Today at Trinity, the air here is festive as we, too, celebrate All Saints' Day. Now, in our Book of Common Prayer, we pray that through the Holy Spirit, God has made us one with the saints in heaven and on earth. And in our earthly pilgrimage, we pray that we might always be supported by this mystical communion with the saints, and be supported by their fellowship in love and prayer. And so today we give thanks and remember the saints of God who have been our great cloud of witnesses from ages past and who surround us even today. Their lives were so filled with God's love that they could do remarkable things for God. They were quite ordinary people with ordinary desires, and yet they have done still ordinary things extraordinarily well. God spoke to them, and they stopped what they were doing and listened. And everything was different from then on. Well, what is a saint? Michael Ramsay, one-time Archbishop of Canterbury, you know him, don't you? He wrote, "The saint is one who has a strange nearness to God and makes God real and near to other people. His virtues do not make him proud, for he is reaching out towards a perfection far beyond them and is humbled by this quest. His sins and failings, which may be many and bitter, do not cast him down, for the divine forgiveness humbles him again. He shares and bears the griefs of his fellows, and he feels the world's pain with a heightened sensitivity. But with that sensitivity, he has an inner serenity of an unearthly kind, which brings peace and healing to other people. The strange blending of humility, sorrow, and joy is the mark of a saint. And through him, he says, God is real and near." He says that the path to this living sanctity is the way of the cross. When we think of it, saints have a way of living in us because in some incomprehensible way, something of the love of God was transmitted through them, touching lives not only once upon a time, but touching us even now. They have a way of making God's presence real and near. Some of my favorite saints are found in Phyllis McGinley's Saint Watching book. There was Saint Francis. You know Saint Francis, but did you know he was the one that called the swallows his sisters? Did you know that he once tamed a wolf? And that once he even helped a leper, gave him all of his money, shoved it into that man's hand, and then he did the unspeakable and unthinkable. He embraced that leper, open sores and all. You wouldn't do that. But St. Francis did. Then there's St. Dominic. I love him. When no one came to hear his sermons in church, you know what he did? He went along the shore and he preached to the fish. I don't think I would do that. But he did. And then there's St. Xavier. His nature was so affectionate that thousands of miles away from home and his brother Jesuits, he actually cut off the signatures from the letters sent to him and he pinned them inside his habit next to his heart. Isn't that beautiful? Then there's that amusing story about St. Teresa of Avila. One time, she was riding through the back roads of Spain during a torrential rainstorm. She was in a horse-drawn cart, and that cart hit a huge pothole, and the cart collapsed, throwing her head first into the mud. Saint Teresa complained bitterly to Jesus at being treated in this manner, in the midst of trying to serve him. The voice of Jesus came to her from heaven. "This is how I treat my friends, Teresa." Wiping the mud from her face, she replied, "No wonder you have so few friends." Of course, we have present-day saints. One that stands out in my mind is the retired Archbishop of Cape Town, Desmond Tutu. He stands among the world's foremost human rights activists, right along with Nelson Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi, and Martin Luther King, Jr. I have the highest regard for Desmond. He shows us how our personal and global suffering can be transformed into healing and redemption. Whenever you are in the presence of Desmond, you know that he is a man of prayer. He loves Jesus, and he makes Jesus real and near. You can see it in his face. It radiates all over him. I saw it. I saw it once when I met him years ago at one of my clergy conferences. It was to be a quiet clergy conference, but we clergy were so noisy, he couldn't keep us quiet, and he said, "I'll have to come back again. I can't wait." As one who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, he said, "Do your little bit of good wherever you are. It's these little bits of good put together that overwhelms the world." That's our stewardship emphasis, isn't it? Fulfilling our mission through ministry. Our little bits put here and together, all together, that overwhelms the world. Desmond would never think of himself as a saint, yet you know that he was and is, because Christ abides in him and he in Christ. Who are the saints among you? Who are those people who have encouraged you, loved you, inspired you, comforted you, guided you when you were broken or had fallen down, who believed in you when you had nothing to believe in, even yourself? You see them teaching in classrooms, at schools and colleges. You see them in hospital emergency rooms, serving with skill and embracing with compassion. You see them in your neighbor. They may be your parents or your grandparents. Those who coach you, who guide you, who show you Christ. They may be any number of people through whom God sends his love just to you. I'm sure you know who they are. Listen to how Jesus himself describes saints. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are you who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you. This is the life of a saint whose life is mingled with awe, penitence, and humility. They are the ones in whom Christ abides. They are the ones with outstretched arms. They are the ones who are vulnerable as when Jesus stretched out his arms on the cross. They are the ones who are more willing to give than to receive. And you know what? It is not so much as a conscientious effort as it is a way of life for them, the way of Christ our Lord. And when you are with these people, you want to stay with them forever because in their midst, something of the glory of the Lord touches you. And you long for the spiritual food that never, never perishes. Yes, they are the ones who make God real and near. Beloved in the Lord, this is your calling. This is why you were born, to make God real and near wherever you are. This is how you fulfill Christ's mission in the world, through your ministry, your gifts, your presence. You do know that in the New Testament, the Christians, all of us, are called saints. Sainthood is not something that you can buy on Amazon.com. It is what you become when you are baptized, when you are marked as Christ's own forever, just as Layla Elizabeth will be when she will be baptized in a few minutes. And so today we celebrate and give thanks to God for all the saints, God's chosen vessels of grace in Jesus Christ, and of what God's Holy Spirit is still doing in the lives of people today. Let us pray. Give us grace, O God, to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we too may experience the indescribable joy you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.